Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
Maybe he'll write me, maybe he'll phone me, maybe he'll radio.
This is part two of One Sketch Per Writer. We're back with 12 more sketches by 12 more writers. Some of these sketches go back a few years because some of the writers do. You'll know which ones when you hear them. But the point is, we have 12 writers, 12 sketches, one sketch per writer. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
Then again, maybe not. I don't care what she did or where she went or why she left, as long as the only her is back home to me.
Okay, which line is going to be least awful? Let me see which checkers are working. Mean blonde manager, fat Armenian lady... Big Mexican guy. Yeah, he's efficient, if kind of creepy. Who's in line in front of me? Old guy. Looks like a real mess. But at least he only has a few items. I just hope he doesn't pull out a fucking checkbook.
Did you find everything you need?
Yep. Unless you got a good woman who doesn't talk back somewhere in there. No, I'm just kidding, Sonny. Hey, big guy, how about a pack of those Pyramid 100s?
Pyramid 100s? Jesus Christ. Add that to your gallon of Kroger brand vodka and three frozen individual-sized pizzas. So sad. Look at his toes. He's got diabetes.
Jeez Louise, I can feel that lady's judgment vibes on the back of my neck. Oh well, don't sweat it, Rick. It's only because she's jealous. Here I am having a ball and she's buying all them vegetables. Know where that cucumber will be later.
That'll be $24.63.
$24.63. Oh, boy. Okay, let me see here. That's 20. That's 24. And let's see here. 25, 35. That'll make 45, 50. Here's a hay penny. This is a dime. That makes 60. And one, two, let me see here. I know I had another penny somewhere.
God, just kill me now.
And here you go. 63. Pleasure doing business with you, friend.
How can an old guy with diabetes who lives alone in poverty be so happy? God, it's irritating.
Hello, did you find everything you need today?
No, I did not find everything I need because this is not fucking Whole Foods. I'm not going to say I couldn't find organic rice in bulk and then wait for your useless bagger to go check and come back 5 minutes later and tell us what we already know.
Yes, thank you, I did.
Oh, God. Here comes that bagger with alopecia. Don't stare, don't stare, don't stare. Her life is hard enough without people looking at her like she's a freak.
Plastic, all right?
Oh, I brought my own. Thank you.
That look. She thinks just because I don't have eyelashes, I can't catch D whenever I please? Just ask Joaquin and Derry. Joaquin. After I'm done with this fuckface, I'm gonna go text him to meet me in the freezer. I'll send him a pic of my shiny head. That really gets him going.
You have a good evening now.
Thank you.
How sad. She'll never find love.
That'll be $114.73.
Okay.
Thank you for shopping at Ralph's.
Should I ask him his name? I've come this close to him once a week for 10 years. I don't even know his name.
My name is Robert.
What?
My name, it's Robert.
Does that mean you've heard everything that is in my head?
That's right.
And now we're talking in our heads.
That's right.
Wow, I'm really embarrassed.
Don't worry about it. You should hear some of the filthy things people think.
Are you God?
I am but a Ralph's checker who sees all and knows all.
Robert, what can you tell me so that I might find peace?
Listen carefully, Lindy. At the bottom of your receipt, you will find a URL. follow that URL to a brief survey where you will be able to tell us if we exceeded your expectations today. You will then be entered into a drawing for a $350 gift card.
Yes, Robert, I will. Thank you, Robert.
Now go in peace. Go! Go now, Lindy!
I will. Life is so beautiful!
Robert, you sly devil. One positive survey closer to that bonus.
Did you find everything you need today?
Yep, the Magnum condoms.
Oh, hey, you're back.
And right? A bunch of lube.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you just get that the first time you came through?
Oh no, my husband is home. You better hide.
Oh yeah! Oh.
There's my Kool-Aid man. Well, you're home early. Is something wrong?
Oh yeah, I was laid off.
Laid off? That's horrible.
Oh yeah! The Grab Corporation rebranded the Kool-Aid line and those assholes gave me the slip! Me, the goddamn Kool-Aid man!
How are we going to make ends meet? I mean, we have a mortgage.
Why don't you stop nagging me and get me an orange-flavored Kool-Aid burst, woman? Oh, yeah!
You have a problem. You are drinking yourself away, literally.
It's not a problem. I'm the cool, refreshing drinks kids love. I can stop anytime.
Your obsession with Kool-Aid is ruining our marriage.
Oh, yeah? Maybe if my wife was more supportive of my lifestyle, I wouldn't have to drown away my problems in a pitcher of powder, water, and misery.
Stop acting like the Kool-Aid man and act like my husband for once.
I'm a good husband.
Okay, at first this relationship was wacky and wild, but I have been unhappy for years.
Well, what do you want from me? I provide all the tropical punch you ever need. Oh, yeah!
You're never here for this family. You're always off breaking through walls whenever children scream, "Hey, Kool-Aid Man!"
Oh, yeah! That's my career!
Look where it's gotten you. Hey, Kool-Aid. This marriage was a wall. And you broke it. You broke it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
And stop with the damn "oh, yeah" catchphrase.
This is who I am. Oh, yeah!
I want a divorce.
Oh, yeah. Just so you can take half my Kool-Aid points in the settlement.
I have something else to tell you. I'm seeing someone else.
You two-time harlot. You should have known you weren't to be trusted. When you left Captain Crunch for me.
My lover is here, hiding. Okay, I was sleeping with him before you came home. But he is a gentleman. You can come out now, Mr. Peanut.
Hello, Chad.
I'm leaving you, Kool-Aid Man.
Appears your marriage wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Oh, no!
Okay, welcome to our weekly LGBT community meeting. This is a safe space for all of us to talk. Leslie, you just came out to your family. How are you feeling?
It's been a little rough.
Howdy! Is this the LGBT meeting?
Yes, we just started. You are...
Well, shucks. I'm the letter M. L's my neighbor. Where's LGB and T? L said there was a meeting.
You're a giant anthropomorphic letter M?
Yup, that's me, the letter M.
I thought the letter M was just an abstract concept.
Oh, I'm very real. And I start a lot of your favorite words. Mall, museum, magazine.
Okay. We get it.
March, maps, milk.
We get it.
I don't know, Tom. He isn't normal.
Who's to say what's normative? I'm sorry, letter M. Everyone is welcome to our meeting.
I'm so sorry, letter M. Have a seat.
Boy, howdy, will I ever!
Let's get back to you, Leslie. You came out to your family.
Yeah, it was at a family BBQ.
I'm friends with both B and Q. I hope you had plenty of mustard.
Okay, letter M.
Well, as I said before, my mom...
My mom? Both of those words start with me, the letter M. The word me also starts with the letter M.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Anyway, my mom's supportive, but my dad is not.
Well, sometimes it takes time.
He'll need a lot of time. My dad's a Baptist minister.
Minister? Well, that starts
with... We know, letter M, we know. Before I forget, just a reminder to chip in if you can to pay for Daryl, who's trying to raise funds to pay for his transition.
You can't pay without money, and money starts with me, the letter M.
Letter M, you're welcome to be a part of our meeting, but please don't interrupt.
Okay, sorry for interrupting.
I wanted to thank everyone for helping me out. My insurance won't cover my operation. I can finally take the last step from F to M. Gender is more than just one thing, and I've always felt like a man. I still have to take hormone pills. And it's an expensive medication.
Next on our agenda, I'm happy to announce that Carol and Amy are finally getting married.
Mary starts with the letter M.
Does it ever? Oh, M stands for marriage. Motorhome and minivan. Meteor and mockingbird. Monster morning. Mop and mouse. Many things start with the letter M.
Stop it, letter M. We're trying to have a meeting.
You can't have a meeting
without the letter M, but it looks like we can't have one with the letter M either. Please leave.
Well, I thought if anyone knew what it was like to be different, it would be all of you.
I'm sorry. You're right. You can stay.
Great! Oh, M stands for magnets, marzipan, and math. Mr. Mistress Meter, meat and meat.
And now, Norman Bates applies for a nursing job.
Hi, I'm here to apply as a clinical nurse specialist.
Wonderful. We are critically short on those. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a very caring person, and I get very strong feelings when I see people in pain.
That is a wonderful quality.
Very strong feelings.
So it is important to keep a cool head in a medical emergency.
Oh, believe me, no matter what happens, I stick to what I'm doing.
Good. So where have you worked?
Well, I spent some time in a mental institution.
Oh, me too. Good civil service jobs there. What was your job title?
Mostly they called me Mother.
Oh, that is so touching. Aside from psychiatric duties, though, did you ever deal with emergency room procedures?
Well, I helped with suffocation and knife wounds.
Excellent.
I also enjoyed showering with the patients, dead or alive.
Also helpful in some circumstances, probably. So tell me a little bit about your family. Is your mother alive?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh. And your father?
Dead.
Any living family?
My train of thought is often hard to follow. You see, when I was a child and the dog brought in a dead animal, I would spend a lot of time with it before I stuffed it and found a place for it in the house. When anyone would see me talking to myself, I would just pretend that I was talking to the stuffed animals in the house. But really, I kept up a constant monologue that kept my mind from going to more dangerous places. It worked great until I got older and couldn't control my impulses nearly as well.
And where is the dog now?
In the attic. Mostly dead. Stuffed. Still talks to me.
Okay. Well, on the one hand, if I can read between the lines here, you've killed people and things for pleasure.
Fair enough.
On the other hand, we're understaffed, and you seem really excited about the work.
Oh, very much so.
And our patients are about to lose their insurance, if you catch my drift.
I will literally never go home.
Sometimes we all feel alone in a crowd.
Or have trouble sleeping.
Sometimes it's so difficult to concentrate.
Most of the time you feel fine. You just want to get high as fuck.
That's why there's pills. You could take pills to normalize your social anxiety.
But you really take them because they make the world sound like womp womp womp. What's in pills, you ask?
A lot of love.
L-O-V-E is an acronym for lithium, OxyContin, Valium, and ephedrine. Ask your doctor to write you a prescription for pills as long as he's cool.
Talk to your doctor about pills if you sometimes feel sad or angry.
Or if you ever feel...
Habit-forming pills are an essential treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression, or for people like us.
Who like to pop one and go to Disneyland on a Wednesday. Pills may cause a feeling of awesomeness. Tell your friends if you begin feeling way chill, bro. Double your dosage if you see your parents, plan on seeing your parents, or just cause, brah.
Pills. Get back to doing what you love.
Being high.
Stephen Dean is a pitmaster when it comes to mixing the sauce, marinating the meat, and throwing it on a grill.
I make my own charcoal.
He's also a volunteer firefighter, saving the lives of countless women, children, dogs, and grandmas.
Thank you, Stephen Dean.
Didn't I save you last week?
But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
I have never read a contract all the way through.
Fortunately for Stephen Dean, there's Rocket Loan. Rocket Loan is simple, because we know that most people, even lifesavers like Stephen Dean, are idiots.
Heck, I've never read anything all the way through.
Rock has made it so simple to get a balloon mortgage at an ever-increasing interest rate that all Stephen has to do is swipe right. He'll be approved in 10 seconds and headed for a bankruptcy that's heavier than any grandmother he's ever saved.
Emails, recipes, stop signs, I only get about halfway through.
Apply simply. Sign quickly. Bend over. Rocket Loan. We're technically legal.
Reading is sad.
Good evening, and welcome to I Don't Watch the News That Much. I'm Roy Dankwood. Joining me tonight in my roundup of this week's headlines is Glenn Popper, a guy I met the other day while I was getting my car washed. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here. Thanks for the free soda.
Well, this week the Republicans took over Congress, and Mitch McConnell is now Senate Majority Leader. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. McConnell.
That means for the next 2 years, Mitch McConnell will be in charge of the Senate.
Right. He kind of looks like an old lady.
You're right. Good point. Now, McConnell took over from,
Yeah, I know who you mean.
And that other guy. He used to run the Senate before McConnell.
Yeah, but he's out because of the election when they lost the election.
Exactly. So, this week, the first order of business in the Senate was the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, they're going to vote on that, Glenn, and that will definitely have an effect on things.
Do you think President Obama will veto the Keystone Pipeline?
Well, you know, Glenn, Obama and the Republicans, they don't like each other. So that just makes it even worse.
That's true, Glenn. They don't. And it does. So while all of this is going on with the Keystone Pipeline, I'm sure you've noticed gas prices are very low right now.
Yeah, Glenn, I have noticed that, and it's really great.
But here's my question. Isn't the whole point of the Keystone Pipeline to get more oil?
Yeah, because it's going to carry the oil in a long, long...
pipe?
Yeah, it's like a pipe that's full of oil.
Right, exactly. So I guess my question is, if there's already more than enough oil, why do we need another pipe full of oil?
Well, Roy, the Keystone Pipeline doesn't have any oil in it yet. That comes after they vote on it. But see, Obama doesn't want the oil coming into that pipe, but the Republicans do. So Obama's going to try to keep the oil out of the pipe. Meanwhile, the Republicans are going to try to get that pipe filled up with oil. But yeah, right now gas prices are awesome.
Yes, they are, Glenn. But the Keystone Pipeline hasn't even been built yet.
Yeah, because there's no oil in it.
Well, President Obama is against even building the pipeline. The Republicans claim that it will create jobs, while Obama says it won't create jobs.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Who do you think will win?
That all depends on what happens.
I think you're right, Glenn.
Because one side is for it, and the other side is against it. and the two sides don't agree, which makes it even worse.
That's true, Glenn. They don't. And it does. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Glenn and I are going to talk about whether the Federal Reserve Board is finally going to raise interest rates.
I heard about that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, wow. All the way across town for only $5? Request Uber. Oh, no. Did I just... No, shit. That was an Uber pool. Cancel. Crap. Ugh, fee? Oh, fuck it. He's only 1 minute away. It's late.
Hey, Mandy?
Yep. Oh, sir, there are already 4 passengers.
Sorry, I guess we hit the wrong button.
This chick barely counts, though, because she's passed out.
Yeah, their drop-off is like 2 blocks. You want to cancel?
No, it's fine. Can you guys just scoot over a little? I don't want to sit on your lap.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Just move the limp one over.
Dude, why you gotta cock-block me?
Over! Right there!
It's a driveway.
No, it's a drive-thru! Taco Bell, bitches!
I can't do that.
Oh my god, I swear I'll tip you really well.
$10 cash right now, if she's okay with it.
It's fine, whatever, just be quick. Whoa! Fuck, are you fingering her?
Whoa, can a guy get some privacy?
Oh my god!
Chill. She woke up and gave me consent. You missed it. She just passed out again.
It's probably true. She's been, like, in love with him the whole semester.
Seriously, bro. Fuck. Get her off of me.
Hey, bro. What's up? Hey, you got any blood at the house? Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
Party foul, dude.
Okay, get out, everyone.
Oh, my God. Can you lift Karen?
Get oh, my God.
I mean, look, you can stay if you want.
In a puddle of puke? Fuck, this is a terrible neighborhood and it's 3 a.m.
I have to go clean this. It's up to you.
Fine. Please drop me off. Now.
Oh, we got another pickup.
Are you kidding?
I gotta get my quota for the night.
Why are you turning around?
It's the GPS. I don't pick the route.
You're passing where you picked me up. The vomit on my skin is already drying.
GPS. Hey, by the way, where are you from? Like, how long have you been here? What's your favorite food? Are you in therapy? Does your therapist have a funny voice? What color are your underpants? I'm just kidding. What's your number? Is the address I'm taking you to where you live? What are your thoughts on Sisterwise? Anyone ever tell you you look like a younger version of their mom? Has anyone ever told you you look like a young version of my mom?
Let me out.
I'm gonna give you a shit rating, you bitch.
Fine.
No driver is ever gonna pick you up with a shit rating again.
Why are the doors locked?
I just feel like you need a little more time to change your mind. Here. Take my number. I really hope you call.
I'm reporting you.
You think our bosses care? As long as we don't ask for a living wage, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Well, looks like I've been driving 12 hours, locked out. Last chance to go get a drink, or if you're in a hurry, we can just put down some garbage bags before I switch over to the Lyft app.
Oh my god, are you my Uber?
Cause, gasoline cause. Gasoline cars and his jitney bug. He packed them on the fenders and he packed them on the hood. He packed them by the dozen and the other dozen good.
From out the heap there came a cry. Hey, take that suitcase out of my eye.
Gus, gasoline cars. Gasoline cars and his jitney bug.
You want to go to Del Taco?
Stop it. Yes.
Yeah? I love Del Taco.
Me too.
I mean, I just vomited, so I got lots of room for tacos now.
Oh my god, stop being so sexy.
Oh my god,
go
we
Del
should
Taco
like
now.
We should call an Uber right now and
shut up,
and
let's call another Uber
and
right
go
now.
To your place.
But let's put Karen inside.
I live with my parents, so I can't go to my place.
Oh my god, wait, I'm dropping Karen.
Okay,
oh
we
my
don't
god,
bring
so,
her,
oh
okay?
My god.
It's fine. If she's asleep, I don't care, okay?
No, but
all
she's
I need
my
is a hole.
Friend.
I just need a hole.
Jesse,
okay?
She is my friend.
Oh my god, you just say my name?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm in love.
You just said my name?
Okay, let's make out a little, but then we need to get Karen inside, like, for real.
Okay, put her on the ground, and then we'll make out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
God, stop.
Sorry. Just the taste of your mouth made me feel sick. Just because, like, there's, like, lip stuff on your lips. It's real gross to me.
What did you eat? Borscht? What is this?
I did. I had a lot of borscht.
You need to go to a doctor.
I had a lot. Okay, let's make
out. Hey, sorry to bother you. What's the Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sure. Let me think. I always have such a hard time remembering passwords. This one is super complicated.
No worries.
Okay, I think it's capital A, B, C.
Yeah?
D, E, G. I mean, D, E, F, G.
Cool, thanks.
H, I, J.
Is it just the alphabet?
No, capital K, lowercase L M N O
P
7, spelled S E V I N, all caps.
Okay.
Then O G, turkey, turkey, gobble, gobble. Then, bwah, bwah.
For real? How do you even spell that?
Phonetically.
I'm lost.
Why don't you read it back to me?
Okay. Capital A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, capital K, lowercase L, M, N, O, 7.
Spelled S, E, V, I, N, all caps.
O, G.
And the O, G. The O, G is like, oh, G. This is a long password.
Okay.
No, O, G.
Right, I know. Then the word turkey, turkey, gobble, gobble.
The second turkey is spelled with two E's instead of a Y. The person who created this network is a bad speller.
Yeah, obviously.
No, that's part of it. The person who created this network is a bad speller, all lowercase.
Of course. So, that was turkey spelled with two E's.
Yes.
Then gobble, gobble, then walk, walk.
No. No, it's what? What? You have to spell it like that, or it's not gonna work.
You've gotta be kidding me.
I told you it was complicated.
Is that it?
It is not. Next, it's something to do with Ben Franklin. Either Ben or Benjamin. No, it's Franklin the Turtle. But the word turtle is spelled B-E-N. Yes. That's it. And then at that point, I usually knock on the table 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Then I do a big somersault. But that's just optional. I like to throw it in for fun.
Do you have it written down somewhere? That'll probably be easier.
Yeah, I have it at home. I know exactly where it is on a sticky note on my computer. Oh, you know what I think I did? Ugh. I think I just gave you my Wi-Fi password.
You're kidding.
I never kid. Don't steal my password.
I'm not going to steal your password. Can we just get the manager?
Oh, good idea. Manager! Manager! Oh, there you are. Manager.
Yes?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. The network is McDonald's free Wi-Fi. No password.
Okay. We have got to make that easier to remember.
This is a McDonald's?
Are you tired of going to the movies and having to deal with bratty kids or screaming babies? Then come on down to Al's Adult Movie Theater. It's the only theater I know that only shows movies to adults.
Hi, I'm Al of Al's Adult Movie Theater. I just want to say, don't come down if you're looking for porn, because we don't show smut. I don't know why everyone assumes we show porn at this adult movie theater, but they do. And then they yell at me.
No, at Al's Adult Movie Theater, we only show mainstream, previously run movies without a hint of nudity. These are quality films that could never be mistaken for smut. Classics like 8 and a Half, Easy Rider, Dick, Fire Down Below, Hot Fuzz, and While You Were Sleeping. And don't forget Double Feature Tuesday. This week we've got The Box and Snatch. Two very different films, but I can't wait to dive into both.
But again, just to be clear, we don't show porn. Apparently this town is just made up of hundreds of perverts who assume every movie theater shows smut. And then they take out their frustrations by beating up the guy who owns the theater. Why is this so hard to understand?
But hey, I save the best for last. Every night at midnight, we have a special screening of Al's favorite movie, Triple X, starring Vin Diesel.
I love it so much, I keep a neon sign for it in the window, 24/7.
So why not check out Al's Adult Movie Theater? We're at 132 Kenmore Avenue in that partially abandoned strip mall between the Cheetah Lounge and the Hot Buns Erotic Bakery. Don't go into either one.
Al's Adult Movie Theater. It's the best movie theater around. Or my name's not Al, Live Nude Girls.
Tuning into NPR, if you're just joining us, we're here with President Diane Stonebridge. President Stonebridge, America was recently struck by a devastating terrorist attack in Chicago. How's your administration responding to the bombing?
Well, Todd, my administration has always been firm that we fully intend to remain strong.
Whoa.
What?
Maybe you need to calm down.
I don't know what you're saying, that there was a terrorist attack on our soils. We need to take a stand against it.
Yeah, but don't you think you're acting a little angry, though?
What? I don't understand. I'm trying to say that we should be strong in our fight against terrorism. For the safety of the American people, we cannot let this happen again.
Yeah, but you don't need to be a bitch about it.
I don't think I'm being a bitch.
Oh, okay. Calm down, babe. Seriously.
I didn't do anything. I just said I'm not being a bitch.
Just calm down, sweetheart. You're getting upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just not smiling.
Yeah, maybe you should smile. You'd be a lot prettier if you smiled. You'd be like the pretty president.
Can we just get back to this interview?
You know what? You're right. So with recent terror attacks, do you think America is safe?
That's a good question.
You didn't let me finish. Safe from having to listen to you nag everyone.
I fail to see how doing my job in making America safe again is nagging.
So the answer is obviously no.
I'm not nagging.
Jesus, you just don't stop. All right, I have another question for you. You should masturbate.
What? That is not a question.
Because then maybe you wouldn't act like you're such a cunt all the time.
That is the worst word you could ever call a woman.
Whoa, someone's getting busy again.
What makes you think it is okay to call me that? I am the most powerful woman in the United States. No, in the world.
Because we can all tell you're not getting laid.
I'm trying to address a nation that is in crisis and you're acting wildly inappropriate.
Because nobody wants to have sex with a bitch. Why don't you try being more fuckable, Prez?
Okay, this is... You know what? This is over. Clearly, we as a nation are not responsible enough to treat a woman in authority with respect.
Uh-oh, someone's on her rag.
I actually am.
Hollywood, California. Approximately 2:45 a.m.
Willow Sloan. You look fabulous.
You look marvelous.
You look incredible.
You look unbelievable.
You look like an Etruscan god.
You could cure hepatitis C.
You create matter out of nothing.
You are made entirely out of wrapping paper.
So are you.
How are you?
I'm just immeasurably ecstatic. Look at these shoes.
I'm going to kill you and take them off your body.
They cost me $200 and I've already ruined them. Isn't that positively stupid?
You're a moron. That's incredible. Look at my dress.
Oh my god. I didn't notice it until just now. Where did you get it?
It's in a little shop in a slaughterhouse. No one knows about it. Cow shop there. It cost me $6,000 and I can't afford food.
You need therapy. Look at my underwear.
Oh, I can see myself in them.
They're made of plutonium and I think they're poisonous.
Well, I got my nose pierced and it fell off.
I got a tattoo inside my body where no one can see it and I got tetanus.
I killed a family in Glendale just to prep for a commercial audition.
I had the entire outer layer of my skin removed and made into a little purse, so now I have a purse that matches my skin tone.
My breast implants disintegrated and pierced my uterus, and now I don't need birth control.
I had my lower intestine replaced with white chocolate.
I voted for Hitler.
Don't ever change. Bye!
So that was all written by Dominique DeBell, Gian Augusto, Jonathan Grant, Kate Signala, Gil Barron, Valerie Van De Pan, Steve Rosenfield, Jessica Park, Chase O'Donnell, John Gutierrez, Heidi Lux, and Barry Lank. It was performed by most of those people, plus Mike Bisaw, Keith Saltajanes, Samantha Gerwitz, Jim Earle, Bridget Fitzgerald, Ebby Parker, and Jennifer Toole. Everything was engineered and produced by Barry Lank with help at the UBN studio by the mighty Kurt Carlson, lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. Another show next week. Good night!